All right, brothers, well, praise the Lord. God bless you guys for being here. We're here every Friday morning just sharing with the brothers and seeing what's on our hearts in regards to what God is doing. I'm going to get us started this morning, just a moment, with some prayer. And we'll see what's on the Lord's heart this morning in regards to what He's called us to do. And I'm going to open this up, and I'm going to ask you, brothers, if you're available, to chime in after me and just spend a little time in prayer. I'm trying to bring the avatar over. Give me just a moment here and see if I can bring it over. Get a little music going in the background. Usually other brothers join us. They're a little bit late coming, but they eventually get here. See if this avatar is working yet. Maybe it'll pop on in a moment or so. Well, Lord, we just thank you. We give your name the praise. Give your name the glory this morning, Father, as we commit this time to you, meeting with the brothers. Lord, we thank you for what you've called us to, what you've called us to as men of God, as you placed us in the family, and as you've placed us in the family of families. We just glorify your name. So, Lord, we commit this time to you. We commit this day to you. And, Lord, we commit ourselves to you, to your will, to your way, to your word. Thank you, Lord, for calling us out and calling us up. So, Father, we're gathering here on Friday mornings. And, Lord, we're aware of your word that says we're two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst of them. And so, Lord, we fully expect and anticipate your presence here with us. For we bear about in these temples the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord. And so, Father, you are with us. We welcome your presence. We fellowship your presence. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We acknowledge Christ the Lord as our Savior, the King and His kingdom. Lord, we realize that you've committed to us your kingdom, to seek first the kingdom, your righteous rule and reign in our lives, your rulership, your reign, your governance, and its righteousness, the character of the kingdom, the righteousness, the love, the charity, the long-suffering, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, kindness and doing good works, the righteousness of the kingdom, Lord, and training and raising our families up and loving our wives and training and raising our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, being a witness in the community and doing good works, representing the Lord Jesus, Lord, your King and its righteousness. And so, Father, that's what we commit ourselves to. We pray that you would tap other brothers on the shoulder, Lord, and bring them into our gathering, into our midst, that we might together learn of him and become stronger men in your kingdom to represent you, Christ the Lord, as King over his kingdom and head over our homes. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask others of you, if you would, if you're in position to just continue to offer words to the Lord in prayer this morning. I'm going to try to bring a little background music, but ask you to go on and do that if you would.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Brother Curtis, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I could hear y'all, but I was but y'all couldn't hear me, so I couldn't respond. I don't know what that was. Can I continue in the prayer?
Yes, please. Please.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you once again. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender loving mercy. Thank you this morning, God, for how you woke us up, oh God, and Lord, how you have allowed us to assemble together, Lord, as we speak, Lord, your divine faith, your divine wisdom. Father, we pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that we would decrease, and God, that you would increase us. God, we ask you, God, Lord, that you would order our steps in accordance with the 37th number of God. Lord, we wish that your word, God, that the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and you delight in their ways. Now, Lord, we ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, that you would fill us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We ask you this morning, God, that you would, oh God, strengthen us, and God, that we would be able to walk, God, in peace that surpasses human understanding, God, in accordance to Isaiah 26:3, God, where you said that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. Father, we pray, God, Lord, that the peace of God, Lord, would just encompass, oh God, us, oh God, Lord, in every area of our lives and our minds. We ask you this morning, God, that you would heal tiredness, God, heal, Lord, emotional sickness, mental sickness, psychological sickness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you this morning, oh God, Lord, that you would give us, oh God, Lord, a fresh wind and new strength and new manner. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, give us the grace, Lord, that we need on this day. Oh God, Lord, for the things, God, that we have to deal with. Lord, we're letting it be known, God, you said if any man lacks wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, let him ask of you, who give it to all liberally and without reproach. Lord, we acknowledge to you, God, that, Lord, we don't know what to do, and we seek your face, asking you, God, that you would direct us and that you would lead us. We ask you, God, that you would bless every man, oh God, Lord, that's on this stage. God, bless their desires, God, Lord, their aspirations, their endeavors, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said in your word, Lord, that when the righteous are in charge, the people rejoice. Now, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for our leader. We thank you for preaching. We thank you for this great man, God, that you have placed in our lives. And Lord, it's not by coincidence, God, that our lives have crossed paths together. Now, God, we ask, God, that you would do, God, what we can't do. God, put us together, God. Let us work in unison and unity. You said in Psalms 133:1, you said, behold, how beautiful and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, we ask you, God, that you would help us, oh God, and strengthen us, oh God, Lord, to work with one mind, one purpose, one accord, Lord, that you be lifted up, that you be glorified, Lord, that men in our society and people in our society would be impacted, oh God, by our lives because of the Christ that liveth within us. For we realize this morning, God, that greater is you that is in us than us that is in the world, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not God, we ask you, God, that you would heal all manner of sickness this morning, God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Diabetes, oh God, Lord. Cancer, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Whatever sickness there is, God, because, Lord, by your stripes, we're healed. And God, your name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth me. And we thank you for healing us this morning. We ask you this morning, look down upon the brethren, God, Lord, that are not saved, and those that are struggling, and those that are dealing with habits and strongholds. Father, we ask you, God, for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we believe you. And this morning, God, we're just saying yes, Lord. Oh my God. Lord, yes to your will. God, yes to your ways. Oh God, we're asking God this morning that you would have your way, God. Oh God, we belong to you, God. And God, we thank you this morning, for we realize if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would have been consumed by the enemy. But thanks be unto you, God, that gave us the victory. And God, we just praise you. We magnify you now, God. We ask you this morning, God, help every man, oh God, to live up, God, to, Lord, his God-given purposes, oh God. Help him to fulfill the responsibilities and requirements, oh God, of a man, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, we rebuke laziness, oh God. Lord, we rebuke excuses and justification and anger. And Father, we ask you, God, Lord, all the dysfunctions, oh God, Lord, that Lord, that these men have, and that men across all nations, oh God, that are facing, God, Lord, from things, God, that they have seen and implemented in their own lives because of things that's been passed down. We ask you this morning, God, that you would break those generational curses and habits and strongholds, God, for we realize, God, that you are a habit breaker. Oh, my God. And we thank you right now. God, we believe you in Jesus' name. Now, God, if there's anything that we fail in asking, God, don't fail, oh God, in meeting our needs. Oh God, whatever you're doing in this season, oh my God, oh God, don't do it without us. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Any other brothers want to offer some words before the Lord?
I'm on the road.
God bless you, Daryl. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to see you brothers here this morning. God bless you. I'm going to invite Brother Pete. I've been talking to Brother Pete about some things that we could do together as brothers, and wanted him to come and share that. But this morning, I want to see what's on you guys' hearts in regards to the brothers, and what do you see the Lord doing here among us? What do you see the Lord? How you see the Lord leading us? There's a couple of things on my heart, but I want to yield the floor to some of you brothers and just want to, what are you, some of you are in other brothers' meetings, men's meetings. What are some of the things that's on your heart that we can do here as KFN brothers? What's on your heart this morning? Anything on your heart? Is anybody talking? I hear something in the background. I'm not sure anyone is talking. God bless you, Philip. Come on up. Michael, don't know if you're available or not. All right. Those two are in the audience this morning. What are some of the things that's on your heart that we could do as brothers in this house? Andrew, Janard, God bless you. Sending you an invite. Come on up. God bless you, Elder Andrew. Brother Curtis?
Well, preacher, I was, you know, this is something that the Lord has been dealing with me with, and you know, it really goes back to foundational scripture, because the Bible says that charity starts at home and spread abroad. And so with the family structure and the family unit, you know, us as men must be in a place of influence, because the first place that you have to influence is your home. And if you are many times, you know, we deal with complicated issues and stuff like that, but we still have to have a voice. And, you know, to where we can be able to direct or offer some guidance. And a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of times because we're passive or not involved, there are a lot of things that go on behind the scene that we're not aware of, okay? And so at the end of the day, what it boils down to is that God is holding you accountable because you're the head of your home. And, you know, you don't have to strong arm nobody. You don't have to resort to anything physically or anything like that. But you do have to sound the alarm when there's trouble or when you see danger. And God expects for us to know what is going on. No, case in point, I'm just sharing this, you know, like, you know, here, extended family, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that my wife is, you know, I'm thinking, you know, because I already know, because I can see things that's going on in the account. And I'm thinking, okay, well, she's doing good. Well, and I, so come to find out that, you know, her family, you know, and I realized, you know, we got people in the church and stuff like that, family in the church. They came to a point of need. And I had been telling my wife, I said, hey, you got to understand everything that we fail in life, you know, it's going to come back until we pass it, because we got to recognize it. And, you know, we got to be able to correct what we fail. So anyway, long story short, she had been given, you know, her family, you know, and I understand her father's up in age, you know, got a big church down there and blah, blah, you know, 88 years old, mother passed away. But I found out that she had been giving, you know, her funds, you know, to them. And then you got, you know, you got sons down there that don't even work, that's living off. And I can't, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't like a sorry man. Okay, I feel like every man that is able to work needs to work and need to be able to provide not only for himself, but for his family. And so, you know, I'm seeing this, and then I'm seeing that the father is, you know, manipulating, you know, the daughter. And, you know, what needs to happen is he needs to confront his sons about what they're not doing so that they can come up to par. But you won't do that. And so I was kind of a little upset with my wife, because I'm like, hey, you know, your first party is to this house. Now, I know that's your mind that you're working, but it's a part of this house. We are no longer two, but we are one. And so you don't let anything, yeah, I said, it's better to give somebody something as a gift than to lend large sums of money and don't get it back. And I said, now you done busted your account with all of this money, and you're not going to get it back. So, you know, I said that to say this right here. You know, we have to be in a place where anything that's important that's going on, where your family would talk to you. My girls, they come and they talk to me about everything, you know. And so that's where we have to get to. We have to get to that place. And I believe that if we can get to that place in our homes and deal with situations like that, it'll be easy for us to come to be a part of KFN, other brethren that are hurting, going through situations. You know, we'll be able to offer, some good, solid, you know, insight, you know, that has wisdom and validity. So I said that's the thing that the Lord have shown me. You know, you can't, you know, a lot of times, you know, relatives try to manipulate you. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to stand your ground and set boundaries. And I rest the mic.
Amen, Brother Curtis. Brought up some interesting points there. Interesting points. One of the things that stands out to me in listening to you is that, you know, as brothers, we need other brothers that we have access to, that we can go and talk to when we have to face these hard decisions. A lot of us brothers, or I'm going to mute your mic, Curtis. A lot of us brothers, you know, we don't have any other brother in our life that we can go and talk to in time of need, you know. And we make certain decisions that end up, you know, costing, because when we speak, there's authority behind our voice, especially when it deals with our families. A lot of us, unfortunately, don't have father figures or father examples, and even fathers who are in the position of counsel, their force. You know, the way God designed it is that we as young men would have our father and our grandfather ahead of us who we could lean on and go to for counsel. The design of God is that we would have grown up in their homes and watched them in their dealings and learned from both their successes as well as their errors, their mistakes, as sitting as a young lad watching tender in the house of our father and our grandfather. Those examples, and by the time it comes for us to take to lead, we've got plenty of data. We've got plenty of data, both experientially as well as watching those who come before us and realizing the repercussions of their decisions, which we were under in regards to being in their home, and going into life having that information to carry us and to counsel us. And not only that, being able to come back to them and talk to them through situations. Well, most of us don't have that. Let me just ask the question in the room. How many of you had or have that kind of example and support in your life where you grew up in your father's house and you had your father and your grandfather to walk with you and to watch and to use them as an example? Daryl, did you have that? Daryl may be occupied, maybe driving, not able to come to the mic. How about you, Coach?
Yeah, I had it. I just stopped at the school for something. Yeah, I had it. My father was big influence. He taught me a whole lot of certain how to take care of the household and stuff like that. So, as a man, so he says, care about it.
Daryl, I don't know if you're using your earpiece or mouthpiece, but we couldn't understand most of what you said, but we did understand you said that you had that. So I don't know if you can adjust your earpiece or mouthpiece, but we did hear that you said that you had that. That's a blessing. Amen. Did you have access to your grandfather as well, Daryl?
My young years, he died probably when I was probably about 9. My grandfather was already gone before I even, I don't even remember him. But my father was a figure, and he made sure I had to do, in order to do everything I needed to do, take care of everything. And, you got to take care of yourself. That's what he was telling me. The more you know how to do, the better off you are. You don't depend on anybody. You got to take care of your own business.
Okay. Interesting. How about you, Coach Jay? Did you have that?
Yeah. I had a stepfather from 5 to 17. Grandfather died early. My father, I probably saw him on weekends every now and then. Which, thank God, to this day now, my real father, he had a relationship and I communicate. It's more of a godly communication now than anything. So I'm thankful for that. But growing up, it was a stepfather.
So you grew up with a stepfather. What happened at 17?
He left. I went to the Marine Corps. He left. Left the family. Left my sister and my mother. And I left and went to the Marine Corps.
What about grandfather, Jay?
Negative. Died when I was young. I was probably about 5 or 6. He was 33, Mason. So mother didn't want me to have too much to do with him.
Okay. And you said you knew your father?
Yeah.
Did you have any access to your natural father?
Yeah. He came and got me every now and then. The order was for every weekend, but you know how that story goes. But I'm thankful that now he has a relationship with God and he communicates, so he's still here.
He's still in your life now?
Oh, yeah.
Your natural father?
Yeah. We communicate.
Amen. Brother Curtis, what about you?
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. My situations, and I know this is probably, some people are accustomed to this nowadays, but my father that I knew was my father was an old man, and he did everything he could to show me what was right, what was not right, and he was an example. He was totally committed to the family. However, my mother, she had a hidden agenda where there were things going on that shouldn't have been going on, and so. But my sisters and my brothers used to pick at me and say, "Hey, Curtis, you think Mr. Memphis is your dad?" I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Why are you saying this?" Everybody in the family is light skinned. Mama's brown skinned. Dad's. So you're the only dark person in this family. You don't think that's odd? Anyway, long story short, I found out that my father, my real father, because of somebody in the neighborhood telling me, "Hey, Ark, how you doing?" Anyway, I found out just before I got ready to go to the Army, that my father, who I knew to be my father, and who was always there and who tried to stay there even in unfaithful circumstances but couldn't stay because of choices that my mother made, as far as I'm concerned, he's my father because he supported me, he took care of me all the way till I became a man and always tried to have a voice. My natural father, I looked just like him, got all the similarities, but I didn't realize that my mother was having an affair, my dad was too old to have kids. And that was a thing that constantly went on in South Georgia, those hidden relationships that was inappropriate in secrets in our rest of life.
Amen. God bless you, Cynthia. We are meeting with the brothers this morning. The sisters are in morning manner with Preacher. They're next door. Feel free to join them. God bless you. Thank you, Curtis. My situation is my mom and dad married and divorced when I was 3 months old, I believe. 3 months old. But we all grew up in the same community. And my dad remarried and tried to get us children into his home and actually succeeded in getting legal custody. But my mother came and got us. And he didn't fight for us. He let us go, my sister and myself. And so my mother apprehended us. And so I would come and spend the summers with my dad, but I didn't really spend a lot of time with my dad. I spent time with my granddad in the fields, working on construction homes. And every summer I would come and work with them. We'd peddle vegetables up and down the street, work in the fields, work on his rent houses. And then I'd come home in the evening. So I don't have history of really spending much quality time with my dad, although I was in his home during the summers and he was available to us throughout the year. But I never really lived in his house. I built a house right next to him. He's next door to me now. He's older, up in age, and my sister and I are taking care of him. He's challenged in his memory. But he's always been there from afar, but never that closeness where I could actually see him handle situations. Very mild-mannered guy. He didn't ruffle the feathers much, just there. So that's my history. My grandfather was probably a more of an influence in my life than my father was. As a matter of fact, I know he was. My grandfather was probably more of an influence in my life than my dad. How about you, Brother Andrew? Are you available to speak this morning?
Good morning, brothers. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My story is that I had a father who eventually passed away, and there's a long story behind that. Didn't know my grandfather's, knew of one, and had really no influence of fatherhood. Well, I did have influences of fatherhood, but they weren't positive. And at the time, I suppose that I really needed the influence of my father. He had passed away. I yield my mic.
Well, as you can see, brothers, all of us have varied experiences in regards to our fathers and grandfather, but there's one thing that's consistent. We needed them. We needed that influence. Andrew just said at the time that he needed that influence. We need that influence. And I think about my son and the kind of influence that I am in his life. He grew up under my roof, and upon turning 18, he left, and I get calls now thanking me for some of the things that we went through, that he's out there on his own. So the commonality is that we need fathers, and in the absence of fathers now in our adult life, we need other men in our lives that we can, you know, chat with, talk things through, talk decisions through, talk about the word, pray with. We need that. But one of the challenges is it's very challenging for us to reach out to get that. Is there a brother in our lives that, you know, we have that? I'm not talking about brothers of the world, I'm talking about brothers of the kingdom, that we can say that we're close with, and that we can pray with and discuss decisions and things that we need to do. So that's one of the goals here at KFN, as this community builds, and really want you all to understand, as brothers of the house, what our movements are here, what we're leading toward. We're leading toward building a community of faith. Not just a room, not just a ministry, but a community of faith where there are resources of the kingdom here for all of us. And as the Lord grows this body, more resources come available for us in the kingdom, as men, as women, as ministers, during our time of need, as well as during our time of plenty, a community that we can live among, not only in the sky, but on the ground. As this community grows and we connect with each other in the area that we live, have this unique community that support each other, and to build this brothers ministry where we're there to support each other in the same way. As we, the brothers, lead out in this community of faith. And that's the transition at KFN over time that we want to make, is that the brothers are leading out. Right now it's the sisters. But in time, we are trusting and believing that the brothers will take their rightful place in the kingdom and here at KFN. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to encourage you, brothers, to continue to chime in as the Lord allows you to. And let's continue to grow closer and stick close together so that we can gain momentum among the brothers and pull other. Do we have younger brothers that are coming that are getting saved, giving their life to the Lord? They need other brothers to mentor them. We've got John Hurd, who's a younger brother that's just come to the Lord. We've got Lewis. He was here early. I don't know why he left. Lewis in the Bahamas that need brother input. You know, obviously a lot of these brothers come to me, but at some point we want to be able to share them with you guys. So we've got John Hurd, needs to be taken under wings. We've got Lewis. We've got young brother Asan in Pakistan that needs to be taken under wings. We've got Philip Williams that was in the room earlier. He's in the Memphis area, going through a real tough time. I don't know why he left. I really wanted him to connect. Real tough time in Memphis. He needs to know that the brothers are with him and that he has someone to talk to. Brother Pete, who should have been here, just going through a really tough family time, the separation of he and his wife. Other brothers to chime in with. We've got Eli in Australia that also just went through a very troubling time with the separation of he and his wife. And so we're open to hearing from and listening to you guys in regards to what's on your heart and how we can facilitate this time. But right now, we don't have necessarily any program planned for the brothers other than just coming and gathering here on Fridays and talking for a season, just talking without agenda, without a program, just talking among ourselves and hearing what's on your heart and you hear what's on my heart. And in time, the Lord will formulate that into something that, you know, we can put our teeth in for the brothers. So I just want to ask you all if you would consider continuing to come here on Friday and continue to chime in. The very important July 18th is going to be very important. That's, we're going to call that our global gathering of KFN, where we're calling all the committed participants here, partners, to a Zoom meeting so we can see who we are and see who's among us and kind of just talk about where we're going. So I'm asking all of you to put that on your calendar, Daryl, Coach, Curtis, Andrew. July 17th, it's a Sunday afternoon. Block that time off, if you will. And we're going to be meeting with the body there. And then it would be great to see some of you in Little Rock in September, if at all possible. That's going to be powerful to have the brothers in the house in Little Rock. And so if you're able to do that, go to the website and register, go on and book your rooms and secure your transportation here. And we look forward to seeing you guys here. Any final words, last expressions before we close out and go back over to be with the sisters this morning?
Yes, preacher. The thing that I never got clarity on, and I know I'm going through transition myself with this new career change that I'm doing, but the discipleship class, the discipling class, need to know, okay, how to apply, when we can get in, because, you know, that's going to be a foundation, and I want it, I desire it, but and I got to fight through to do what I got to do to get it. So I need some information on accessibility.
Awesome. We need to, I'm going to make a note right now to get with April today on a better way of communicating our discipleship class. And we're probably going to have to start putting the link at the top of the page in Morning Manna and start talking about it more and putting the schedule of when all the classes are starting. There are three levels going on right now. That's my class, the leading class. We meet on Saturdays at 9 on Zoom. You're welcome to come and sit in on that. But you got to pull up 1 and 2, which are being taught by graduates of the first class. They're teaching. So all classes are ending now and getting ready for a reset. So we are going to be posting that schedule on where you can join in on the classes. I make myself a note. We're going to put up a schedule, and hopefully next week when we come, you'll have that. Got that, Brother Curtis?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I got it. Thank you, sir.
Anybody else? And Brother Curtis is right. The discipleship movement class is the foundation of what we do here. We are a global training and equipping center, discipling the nations after the order of Christ and his disciples. And so he's absolutely right. That is the meat of what we do. Morning Manner with Preachers, a level of discipling as well, as it deals with the inner transformation. But our discipleship classes deal with the kingdom, the work, making disciples. That's what Jesus has called us to do. And that is really the meat of what we do here. So if you're not a part of that already, I encourage you to look into that, to see at some point that you're able to chime in so you'll be able to flow with the ship and where we're going. Any other questions? If not, I'm going to ask Brother Andrew, would you pray us out and mention Bishop Green? He and his wife have been diagnosed with COVID. This is his second time, his wife first time. If you remember Bishop Green, he's also going to be speaking at the conference. He's my bishop. He oversees. He's my overseer. So, Brother Andrew, if you're in a position to pray us out and mention Brother Andrew, I'd appreciate it. Brother Bishop Green, I'd appreciate it.
Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity of us being able to gather together in this way. And Lord, we are assured because where two or three are gathered in your name, you are present. And we thank you for your presence here and in our lives. Lord, there is so much to discuss, so much to unpick, so much to heal from, so much to learn from. And we pray, Father, because you are the giver of wisdom, Lord, we know that we haven't got all the answers. We know that we don't know how to navigate through this situation with men and knowing their place and position and being active in your kingdom. We don't know all the answers, but we know that you do. And we ask, Lord, that you would grant us wisdom, Lord, as we navigate through this. Teach us, Lord, individually and collectively on the things we need to do. Lord, we ask for a strategy and a blueprint. Lord, and we ask, Father, in our own lives, Lord, where we are lacking, we ask, Father, that you would fill those voids. Lord, where we're deficient, we ask that you would equip us. And we ask, Lord God, that you would grant us knowledge and understanding so that we can encourage other brothers, Lord, to be able to walk in the fullness of their calling. Lord, we also remember Bishop Green and his wife as they are managing through this COVID illness.
Yes.
Lord, you are the great physician, and we pray, Father, today, because you know every aspect of their body, we ask, Father, by the power of your word, let your word touch their bodies and let their bodies respond to the power of your word. We pray, Father, all the symptoms that are weighing them down, that have afflicted their bodies, today we ask in the name of Jesus that those symptoms will flee by the power of your word. We ask, Lord God, that you would revive them physically, revive them spiritually, revive them in their hearts, Lord God. Father, that they will already know that you are the one that lifts them up, and that they would walk in the knowledge that you have healed them. Lord, we pray, Father, this COVID that has afflicted their body, especially Bishop Green, for the second time. We pray, Father, by the name of Jesus, that you would make their bodies immune to this condition and this disease from this moment in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you in advance because we know you've heard us. We thank you for their full recovery. We thank you for their restored strength. And we thank you, Lord, for what they will do in terms of their testimony that you have redeemed them. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, praise, thanksgiving, adoration that belongs to you alone. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Amen. We receive that. We receive that in Jesus' name. And we walk in it in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.